Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I want to talk about staying in action, being consistent in your business. It's so important for you to be consistent. And we all know that. We hear it all the time. We hear it all the time. We hear it and we say, okay, I understand being consistent. The problem then becomes whether or not we actually know how to stay in action. And I know that some of the gurus always talk about inspired action and staying in action, but not moving forward unless you're moving forward in the right space, or maybe you're moving forward in the right direction. What is critically important is just stay in action. You know, some of the big gurus I have coached with, so many people. Some of the big ones, I have paid a lot of money to get coached. Now that I am a coach, I understand where they're coming from. Unfortunately, one of the reasons that I actually decided to become a coach was because there didn't seem, and to this day, there's not enough of us Latina coaches out there as I would love to have. Because my target market is the Latina bilingual mujerpreneur. And I call it mujerpreneur. That's a name that I've given the Latina entrepreneurs, the bilingual entrepreneurs, because they're mujeres. And I've always prided myself in being an example. And today is no different. Today I'm here sharing with you why it's important to be consistent and stay in action. I've talked about being consistent. I've talked about staying in action. But the other day I had a question from one of my people, and they said to me, what does that really entail? What does that really look like? And what it looks like is, for instance, that you sit down, you have a checkoff list, you know your goals, and you're moving forward. Maybe that can be something as uninspirational as making sure that everything in your inbox, in your email inbox, is in order so that you don't get caught up or confused or miss something important, and that you've got everything going in folders, but you know that that goal is there. You must have your goals in front of you all the time. Create a vision board. I always talk about creating vision boards. I love having vision board parties because they are so fun. And I work off of a vision board every single year. And this year, 2022, is no different. By this time already, we should have written down our goals, if nothing else, and then moving forward to making sure that we've created a vision board. What's that going to look like? Even little things like I have this big sticky note and it says, OMG, I'm so jazzed. I just sold out my 10 spots to my business coaching program for, and then I put the amount each. And then I put it, and maybe if you're a God-fearing person, you put, thank you, Lord, gracias, you know, whatever it is. But those are little things that really doesn't have to look like a goal, but it keeps me consistent. It keeps me moving. I keep looking at that and it's on some bright green paper and it's like, OMG, I'm so jazzed. I just sold out my 10 spots. My goal is to sell out 10 spots in my coaching program. That's my goal, right? And my goal. And I help the five-figure woman begin to move forward to move to that six-figure income. So I work with five-figure entrepreneurs. And those five-figure entrepreneurs, because it's all about not just actions, but it's all about mindset. And maybe the action or being consistent is the fact that you are writing your goal every day. Maybe that's that little action is what's going to keep you moving forward. It's going to be so critical for you to be able to move forward taking that little action. That little, what we call baby steps. It's so important to have that, those goals, that vision board moving forward. Now, I just want you to check in. I don't want you to beat yourself up, but I want you to check in with yourself and ask yourself, have I written my goals? It is now February, the second month of this year, 2022. How many of my goals have I accomplished? How close am I to accomplishing them? I already have accomplished two of my goals, and I'm moving closer to that third one. I have more than one goal. Yes. And it's so important that I keep moving every day, every day, every day, every day. Am I moving closer? Am I doing things to move myself forward? Am I making sure that I've got focus? Am I making sure that I'm moving toward those 10 spots for that coaching program, whether it be somebody that's, in a network marketing, maybe that's somebody that wants to be an affiliate marketer, maybe that's somebody that just wants to be, that wants to take their business from brick and mortar to click and order, whatever it is, I'm there to help them. Why? Because I'm tuned in. Now, I'm tuned in, but I want to share with you something. I want to be vulnerable here. I want to share that I have struggled all my life with anxiety and depression. Probably because I was a perfectionist, and I call myself, I am a recovering perfectionist. But I notice that if I stay in action, I let go of that perfection. It's got to be perfect. You know, now I just make sure that not everything is perfect, but that I'm moving forward. It's so critically important. And I'm going to say it in English because I talk to the bilingual person all the time. I say it in English and I'm going to say it in Spanish. Keep moving forward. Tienen que seguir moviéndose diario. Diario. Las metas. Pongan las metas. You guys need to put your goals. Hagan una cartulina con sus visiones. Your vision board is going to take you into a lot of places. And then here's what I do. Here's what I do, and I highly recommend it. You know, they always recommend to look at your goals first thing in the morning and then again first thing at night, right before you go to sleep. Let me ask you, what do you do twice a day? Hopefully it's brush your teeth. The answer is brush your teeth, right? So here's what I do. While I'm brushing my teeth, I'm looking at my vision board. In the morning and when I brush my teeth in the evening, I'm looking at my vision board. So it's there. And then being the woo-woo weird person that I am, I take and I go like this and I inhale. And I bring my hands, close to it as if I'm bringing them into my being, so that I actually look at those things and I bring them into my being. Those are little things. Those are the woo-woo weird things, but they keep me moving forward. I am so excited to move forward. It just puts me in that better space. And then when I'm changing and dressing myself, I look at myself in the eyes and I say, "You got this, Marty. You got this." I know my kids, they swear they're going to write a book, what it's like to live with a sixth sense woman. But this is what you've got to do. You've got to look yourself in the eyes and say, "You got this, Marty. You can do this. You've done it before. You can do it again. There is an angel waiting to help you." And I always say that. There's an angel waiting to help me all the time. And it's so important. Then give yourself a high five. Hey, high five, high five. You got this. You can do this. Mujeres, mujerpreneurs, bilingual women, women of culture, beautiful women of color. Move forward every single day. Stay in action and never beat yourself up because of the action you're taking may not meet your standards. And as we know and we hear all the time, don't look at what everybody else is doing. If you have time to see what everybody else is doing, that's gonna steal time away from you, and that's gonna steal your good vibes. You've got too much time. If you're worried about looking at what everybody else is doing, you've got too much time on your hands. You've got to stay strong. You've got to start being consistent. You've got to be moving forward every single day. You must have those goals. Those are benchmarks. Am I moving closer or away? Am I doing what I want or not? But at the same time, give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace. Move forward con ganas, con fuerza, con enfoque, and give yourself grace when things don't work out. You know, we're so quick to beat ourselves up for everything we haven't done, for everything we haven't accomplished, for all the things that we still have left to do. But we never, ever celebrate, at least I don't, and this is me talking to you, a recovering perfectionist. I never took the time to celebrate my accomplishments, my successes, no matter how little they are. They could be that today I brush my teeth twice because sometimes I forget. Today I wash my face before going to sleep. Yay me! Today I hugged my dog 12 times. Yay me! Today I made my husband laugh. Yay me! Those are the things that you need to celebrate, because if not, you will continuously look at all the things that you haven't done. All the things that you're not doing, all the things you haven't done. Empiecen a celebrar, por favor, empiecen a celebrar todas las cositas que están haciendo bien. Todas esas cositas, por favor, empiecen a celebrarlos. Porque si no, lo que van a hacer es siempre enfocarse en lo que no han hecho, lo que todavía tienen que hacer y lo que no les salió bien. And we want to get away from that. We want to learn how to be successful. We want to be able to go from that five-figure mindset to that six-figure mindset. It's going to take a whole nother mindset to get you from five figures to six figures. And then it's going to take a whole lot of different action to get you from five figures to six figures. Acuérdense. Lo que hicieron para llegar a las, en su negocio, para llegar a las seis, digo, a las cinco cifras, es muy diferente de lo que necesitan hacer para llegar a las seis cifras. You got this. You can do this. Yo sé que ustedes pueden. Stay strong. Stay consistent. Write your goals. Write them in a way like I have mine instead of saying, it is my goal to write it like I do. OMG, I'm so jazzed because I just sold 10 new spots to my coaching program. Write it like that. It's so important to write it in a way that gets away from that drudgery of the goal. Like, it is my goal that by this time I will have. And at least for me being a right-minded individual, that's so linear and so boring and so sucky that I don't like it. And that's what sometimes makes me stop. So I hope that you found value in these words. These words today are coming without a script. These words today are coming from my corazón. These words today are for you, the mujerpreneur. Identify yourself as the mujerpreneur. Mujer, you are a Latina boss lady. And I just want to say gracias. Thank you for listening to this replay. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for reading my blogs. Thank you for opening my emails. Thank you for following on social media. It is so incredibly important for me to be your servant leader. I have always made it a point to walk my talk. So if you found value in this, please share it with somebody you know. And drop me a comment below. Find me at MartyAngel_ELC and tell me how you're doing. As a matter of fact, I invite you to take a screenshot and then send it to me. I hope you found value in this. I hope you have a great day. Today is February. It's the second day of February. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, it is the 4th of February, but it's 2022. Gracias. And I am always here for you, yours in health and wealth. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.